Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. Announcement to switch. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. Announcement to switch 22-11. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel... Yes, indeed. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. CGV, CGV, Caribbean Global Voices. January 14th, we are almost at the halfway mark of January. Could you believe it? Yes, indeed, you have better believe it. We are moving onward and upwards towards the end of January. But before that, we're going to bump into the 15th, and that's a significant date in our history. That's the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His day is coming when we will celebrate him. On Monday, that is, officially, Jimmy Carter would have stated that the 15th of January would be a holiday. Well, again, good morning, folks. I want to say welcome to all the folks who are on with us this morning and listening up. Again, we wanted to invite someone, preferably your neighbor. That way you know if your neighbor is up and about and if she's in good stead. But nonetheless, we want to start this morning's proceeding with a word of prayer, and we have none other than Barbara Henry to do us the honors this morning. So I want to say a pleasant good morning to her as well. Good morning, Bobby. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. Good morning to everybody. Praise God. Okay, we can go right into a prayer this morning. I want to say good morning to everyone listening under the sound of our voices today. And as we bow in prayer, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for promising to comfort us and to provide for us. Lord, each day that you give us many opportunities to draw near to you. Lord, as we prepare for the day ahead, Holy Spirit, help us to discern if there's anything standing in the way of an intimate relationship with you, an intimate connection with you. Lord, help us to see any sinful or unhealthy attachments to the world. Father, we want to be captivated by you, O God, that you would overflow from our minds and our mouths, Lord, as we express ourselves today to you through our hands and our feet and what we say. Father, help our devotion to become obedience, and help our obedience, Lord, to become freedom, and our freedom, O God, that would shine through the light. Let it shine as light to others, even as you remember the freedom that you gave us even through Martin Luther King, as we are celebrating him this weekend. Father, we thank you that you have created each and every one of us for a purpose, just as you did for Martin Luther King. That was his purpose for coming here, dear God, to show that we all are equal, O God, in your sight. Thank you, Jesus. And dear Father, help us to know that each and every one of us have a purpose for being here. So we pray for those, O God, this morning who are discouraged, dear God. Lord, we pray that you would encourage them, dear Father, and help them to know that there is hope in Jesus. Lord, help them to realize that no matter what they're going through, it will not last forever. But the only thing that would last forever, oh God, is just having this relationship with you and to spend eternity with you, Lord, once we have accepted you as our Savior. Once we have accepted Jesus Christ as the payment for our sin, death in full. For Lord, we know that we all were born with a sin nature. We all were born with a sin death. But we thank you, God, that you send your son, Jesus Christ, as the payment for that sin death in full for us, past, present, and future. And Lord, as long as we have accepted you as our Savior, dear God, and accepted your son that you sent on Calvary, O God, as our payment of sin death in full, Lord, we know that we're going to spend eternity with you. So, Father, we pray that you would give us a wonderful day today, and we thank you that you are never at a distance, dear God. Lord, that you're always beside us because your faithfulness is part of your nature. Lord, we thank you that you cannot be unfaithful and still be God. Even when we are faithless, Lord, you remain faithful. So help us not to recall the things in the past, dear God, or ponder on the things that was not good. But help us to think positively. Help us to think hopefully, oh God, knowing that you, dear Father, in Romans 8:28, you said that all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord. So, Father, we just commit everything into your hands today. We look upward, dear God, and not down and not around us. But we look to you today. Today is today. Up ahead is where we are going, and this is the plan that you have for us. So, Lord, we know that life is lived best, not living in the past and worrying over what happened or what was once, dear God. But we thank you, dear God, that you know us best. So we love you, we praise you, and we commit even this radio station into your hands, dear God. I thank you so much for my husband, Lord Ivor. I thank you for what you're doing in his life, dear God. I thank you that you're continuing to, Lord, bring him into this man of God. You created him to be for your purpose and for your glory. I pray for Maritrice, oh God, even at this time, as she would be listening there, Father. I thank you for her, oh God. I pray for her strength. I pray for her healing. I pray that you would just continue to encourage her, oh God, and help her to know how much you love her. Help her to know that you have everything in your hands there, God, that you are in control. So, Lord, help her to rest in her daddy's arm today. Lord, remember Lynette and all the others, Cardinal there, God. And, Lord, even Leon, everyone that is listening under the sound of her voice who I know that I would mention by name. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we give you thanks again today. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank you for that. And I, too, would like to welcome all who is with us on this blessed day. Quite a few folks have already been on, so you could be doing other things, but you chose to be with us, and for that, we are grateful. Well, of course, you know, we are here every Saturday, and we promise to be here every Saturday of the year, of this year in particular. Our itinerary, as usual, we are going to be having our inspirational portion. We will have started that already. And that comes to you via some musical, mostly gospel music, slow, loving music, something to really inspire you, speeches, what have you. We'll have the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. That comes up also. But at 10 o'clock, we'll have sports in brief, because the heavyweight, they come in tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. to give you in detail. So after that, we're going to have Dawn and Debbie. They'll be coming in at 10:45, and they'll be telling us all about the Antigua Care. And with that, we will be grateful for their assistance, trying to heal the world. And of course, we'll have an open line type at 11 o'clock when Cardinal will tell us. He'll come in with a commentary, and I'm sure it's going to be one that's going to be uplifting. But as usual, you are invited to lend your voice to this program. After all, it is your program. 563-999-3693. I want to give a special shout out to a few friends, mostly regarded as brothers, who are tuning in for the first time. Earl Sargent over there in Nevis is with us. So I want to say a pleasant good morning to him and his family, and Happy New Year to you, sir. Also, we have Hugh Charles. He's presently in New York City, resides in Nevis, but he's spending some time in New York with his lovely wife at this time, experiencing some of the cold. We had a chit-chat this morning, early this morning. And of course, there's no place like home. He wants to be back in Nevis. But duty calls, he has got to be in New York at this time for some personal reasons, he and his wife. So again, good morning to you, Sir Charles. It's my compadre. We both served in the Royal St. Kitts, Nevis and Anguilla Police Force back in the 70s. And of course, for those who are coming with us, we have Liam with us. And as usual, Liam would send a special prayer out for those that is on his prayer list. We would have had Barbara saying the prayers this morning. So we're going to summon Liam to say, and of course, you know, Barbara, that's my lovely wife. So she would have opened the prayer this morning, but we always afford Liam the opportunity to go through his prayer list. He's a praying man, and today he should be in good stead, because today is his late wife Eunice Francis' birthday. He is going to be remembered today. So with that, and without any further ado, let's see if Liam is in a position to say good morning and to reel off his prayer list, and I'm sure he'll want to say a heavenly birthday to his wife, even though we're not in the birthday section as yet. But it's okay, Leon. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to you, Ivor. And let me say firstly, good morning to Barbara. You hear me, are you?
Loud and clear, yes.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. Okay. And yes, I'm very much here. I was on very early and obviously without a different phone. Strange thing happened to me. I locked myself out of my phone. I couldn't find my number. For the life of me, I did not remember, but I had it retrieved. Nevertheless, good morning all. And just wanted to just say yes, indeed. Today would have been my wife's birthday. And of course, I was contemplating what we would have been doing this morning. I felt that we would have been enjoying some breakfast at this time or something of the sort. But yes, may her soul rest in everlasting peace. And wherever she is, she is enjoying another birthday. We also wanted to thank you, Iva, for asking me to say a word of those who I really cherish every morning. We speak to them, speak about them every week. And today especially, we want to just give pray for our dear brother Leroy Lashley. He has been hospitalized, discharged, and readmitted. And I have not heard from him for a couple of days. He is my dear friend in Miami. We met in 85 and have been friends ever since. The family and our family were so close. We had parties together and the works. But I hope whatever is happening to him, he's improving. And we also want to remember Mertis and her sister and her mom, Bobsy, of course. And another friend of ours, Carter, we want to remember Everett Carter and Oliver Solomon. I have not heard from them for a while as well. So we just want to just lift them up in prayers and hope that the Lord will just continue to bless them. And this month in particular, it has been a very trying month for me in particular because my aunt, which is my dear, she was my mother, my father, everything, Irene Francis, she would have passed on 2 years ago on the 16th of January. And, of course, we also all want to remember my wife's brother, Paul Winter, over there in former Mr. Universe over there in Scotland. He passed on as well on the 9th. And then we have my cousin now. She's celebrating her birthday on the 17th. But the Lord is good, and we hope that he'll take care of them in all the circumstances. Lord, we want to just pray for the ones who have not expressed their concerns. You know, there are many out there and that are suffering and struggling with issues that are beyond us, Lord. And finally, just want to pray for the folks in Antigua who are celebrating, who will be having their elections come Wednesday. So these are all thanks to you, Iva. Back to you.
Yes, thanks, Len. And you would have coined the phrase that there's no sweeter name than when you would have heard it on the radio. So even in those folks who are down and out, they would have heard their names and there would be some uplifting. I know Marjorie once, she always say it tickles her fancy when she hear her name called on the radio. And of course, she's most present with us. And I spoke to Mama Bobsy earlier this week, and yes, she's not doing too well, but folks always want to hear Mertis in her own words tell us about her house circle, home circle, and of New York City. She's the one who always reports on what's taking place over there in New York City. So big, they have to name it twice. New York, New York. Come on in, Mertis. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Ivo. Good morning, Liam. Good morning, Barbara. Thank you so much for that prayer. It helps me lift my spirit this morning. And good morning to each and every one of you out there in Ridgeland, Lynette, Captain Cardinal, Dennis. Good morning to all. Yes, I'm here. Upbeat today, somewhat. It's very cold. Temperature has dropped here. I'm not even sure what it is right now. It's in the 30s. Feel like it's in the 20s. And so we are in our warm mode right now. Heat, heat, heat. That's all you want.
And yes, so,
Yeah, mom is still not doing well. She has her foot that is giving her problem for no apparent reason, so she didn't stomp it, break it or anything like that. But whatever it is, it's taking her some time to get healed. But God is good all the time, and he is looking out for her. So thank God for that.
Yes, well, I spoke with her earlier, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and she says, I can't feel my big toe. I can't feel my big toe. Yeah, I'm just kidding there. She's saying she's having some severe pains in her toe and swollen leg, so we have got to pray for that. Yeah, Mama Babsy, she's a praying woman as well, so hopefully all is well. You know, the Lord, he would never give us more than we can bear. So we want to thank you, as usual, Mertius, for coming through, and at least I would not have to answer too many people today. I mean, I don't think I'll have to answer to anyone. When they don't hear your voice, my phone ring off the hook. What's happened to Mertius? Is she okay? I have not heard her this morning. And you're speaking for her? Well, we have to say thank God for you. Well, you know, we're in the inspirational portions. All this is trying to inspire someone. Everything we would have said so far, we want to thank Liam, as usual, for remembering those less fortunate ones, those who are going through obvious something. We all go through things, but the obvious ones that Liam would mention. You said at least you're upbeat, uplifted, and prayer do work. Well, I'll take this time out to summon Mr. Dennis this morning, because he's going to tell us at 10 o'clock what's going to be in store for tomorrow on the great Martin Luther King birthday. We're going to put him at the forefront today on sports. We know it's in brief, but he'll just let the folks know what to expect tomorrow. We know that Australia been humbled in the under-19 ladies by Bangladesh. I'm sure he'll want to mention that. But Dennis, you have your work cut out for you this morning. In brief, sports, because our sister station is the one that brings us sports in detail on a Sunday from 6 until 9. Leon would be the host of that show alongside Dennis and others. Well, folks, of course, it's Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, but we continue here in our usual fashion, where we go until 12 o'clock. And again, you know who shares a birthday with Mrs. Eunice Francis? Cardinal's daughter, my cousin, Tashara Mills Reed. So let me say happy birthday to her. I'm jumping the gun and I'm beating Cardinal to the punch, because he takes care of the birthday up front just after the sports. So I would have beaten to the punch. Okay, well, Donna is back in New York. She got in last night after 12, 1 o'clock. So I don't think she's up on it yet. I haven't heard from her. But nonetheless, let's see what we can bring here in the background here to start the proceeding by way of an inspirational song. Is there any requests? Let's see if there's one on here before I choose one for myself. Okay, they say play something here by the Grace Thrillers. So let's see if I can bring someone something up. Okay, here we go.
I love to
do. Yes, I do. Oh, how we love Jesus. Yes, he would have paid for our sins in full. It doesn't mean that we have not got to walk that straight and narrow road. Anyway, once again, I want to say good morning. Good morning to my friend and brother, Earl Sargent, over there in Nevis. And he's up and listening. I just heard from him. He said, I'm listening to the Grace Thrillers. And he is thrilled. And I am thrilled to know that he is with us and listening. Good morning, Nevis. Good morning, little Nevis. That's little island that has produced so many great cricketers. Well, we're remembering Boswell Jeffers as well. He would be laid to rest on Monday. That's a good friend and compadre. He would have graced us here in the USA with his presence, but had a mishap over there with Nevis, and he's gone on to be with the Lord. So his homegoing would be on Monday. And right here in the USA, we're going to have a memorial service for him on the 28th of January. Yours truly will be up front and center. So again, we want to say good morning to everyone out there in Radio Land, and thanks for logging on. Now it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. And the number to call is 563-999-3693. And you'll be audible. Earl say he has got to step out for a minute. I would give them a call on WhatsApp. I'm going to check in a little later and see if you have 2 minutes just to lend his voice to us. Great man, Earl Sargent. When you hear Sargent, remember the great name of Livingston Sargent. That was my childhood idol. I wanted to be a number three batsman. I wanted to be a Livingston Sargent. So Earl, you're carrying a big name there, a big title. Again, we want to say good morning to Hugh Charles over there in New York as well. Spoke with him this morning. Also, he too is coming out of Cotton Ground. Cotton Ground has produced not cotton because you hear cotton. They produce some really great folks over there. Well, let us see how much we love the Lord. Lord, I love you. Stand by, we're going to have to speak to
Lord, 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 oh Lord, yes, I was so empty, I needed someone who could take away this emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. Mm-hmm. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look
Something here from the great Dr. Martin Luther King coming up shortly. So a message here for you, Cardinal. I know you're listening up and you'll be calling in shortly. But Earl Sergeant say to tell you hello, hello, hello. So if you need of a few good men, let's go in search of a few good men. The Doe Brothers out of Navy.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. A man who'll raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle. A man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few. Who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the broken derelict life has been renewed.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth. Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who
up and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few.
Indeed, Jesus needs a few good men. Would you be one of those few good men?
What you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go. And whenever a building is constructed, you usually have an architect who draws a blueprint. And that blueprint serves as the pattern, as the guide, as the model for those who are to build the building. And a building is not well erected without a good, sound, and solid blueprint. Now, each of you is in the process of building the structure of your life. And the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint. And I want to suggest some of the things that should be in your life's blueprint. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Now, that means that you should not be ashamed of your color. You know, it's very unfortunate that in so many instances, our society has placed a stigma on the Negro's color. You know, there are some Negroes who are ashamed of themselves. Don't be ashamed of your color. Don't be ashamed of your biological features. Somehow you must be able to say in your own lives and really believe it, I am black but beautiful. And believe it. And therefore, you need not be lured into purchasing cosmetics advertised to make you lighter. Neither do you need to process your hair to make it appear straight. I have good hair, and it's as good as anybody else's hair in the world. And we've got to believe that. Now, in your life blueprint, be sure that you have that a principle of somebodyness. Secondly, in your life blueprint, you must have as a basic principle the determination to achieve excellence in your various fields of endeavor. You're going to be deciding as the days and the years unfold what you will do in life, what your life's work will be. And once you discover what it will be, set out to do it and to do it well. And I say to you, my young friends, that doors are opening to each of you. Doors of opportunity are opening to each of you that were not open to your mothers and to your fathers. And the great challenge facing you is to be ready to enter these doors as they open. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great essayist, said in a lecture back in 1871 that if a man can write a better book or preach a better sermon or make a better mousetrap than his neighbor, even if he builds his house in the woods, the world will make a beaten path to his door. That hasn't always been true, but it will become increasingly true. And so I would urge you to study hard, to burn the midnight oil. I would say to you, don't drop out of school, and I understand all of the sociological reasons why we often drop out of school. But I urge you, in spite of your economic plight, in spite of the situation that you are forced to live so often with intolerable conditions, stay in school. And when you discover what you're going to be in life, set out to do it as if God Almighty called you at this particular moment in history to do it. And just don't set out to do a good Negro job, but do a good job that anybody could do. Don't set out to be just a good Negro doctor, or a good Negro lawyer, or a good Negro school teacher, a good Negro preacher, a good Negro barber, a beautician, a good Negro skilled laborer. For if you set out to do that, you have already flunked your matriculation exam for entrance into the University of Integration. Set out to do a good job and do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it any better. Calls your lot to be a street sweeper. Sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music. sweet streets like Leontine Price sings before the Metropolitan Opera. Sweet streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweet streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who sweat his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley. But be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. We already have some noble examples of black men and black women who demonstrated to us that human nature cannot be cataloged. They in their own lives have walked through long and desolate nights of oppression, and yet they've risen up and plunged against cloud-filled nights of affliction, new and blazing stars of inspiration. And so from an old slave cabin of Virginia's hills, Booker T. Washington rose up to be one of America's great leaders. He lit a torch in Alabama, and darkness fled in that city. Yes, you should know this because it's in your own city. From a poverty-stricken area, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Marian Anderson rose up to be the world's greatest contralto, so that a Toscanini could say that a voice like this comes only once in a century, and Sibelius of Finland could say, my roof is too low for such a voice, from the red hills of Gordon County, Georgia. And the arms of a mother who can neither read nor write, Roland Hayes, rose up to be one of the world's great singers and carried his melodious voice into the palaces and mansions of kings and queens. From crippling circumstances, there came a George Washington Carver to carve for himself an imperishable niche in the annals of science. There was a star in the diplomatic sky. And then came Ralph Bunce, the grandson of a slave preacher. He reached up and grabbed it and allowed it to shine in his life with all of its scintillating beauty. There was a star in the athletic sky. Then came Jackie Robinson in his day and Willie Mays in his day with their powerful bats and their calm spirits. Then came Jesse Owens with his fleet and dashing feet. Then came Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali with an educated fist. All of them came to tell us that we can be somebody. And to justify the conviction of the poet, fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. If I were so tall as to reach the pole, or to grasp that the ocean had a span, I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of the man. And finally, in your last blueprint must be a commitment to the eternal principles of beauty, love, and justice. Don't allow anybody to pull you so low as to make you hate them. Don't allow anybody to cause you to lose your self-respect to the point that you do not struggle for justice. however young you are, you have a responsibility to seek to make your nation a better nation in which to live. You have a responsibility to seek to make life better for everybody. And so you must be involved in the struggle for freedom and justice. Now, in this struggle for freedom and justice, there are many constructive things that we all can do and that we all must do. And we must not give ourselves to those things which will not solve our problem. You've heard the word nonviolent, and you've heard the word violent. I happen to believe in nonviolence. We struggle with this method with young people and adults alike all over the South, and we have won some significant victories, and we've got to struggle with it all over the North because the problems are as serious in the North as they are in the South. But I believe as we struggle with these problems, we've got to struggle with them with a method that can be militant, at the same time does not destroy life or property. And so our slogan must not be burn, baby, burn. It must be build, baby, build. Yes, our slogan must be learn, baby, learn, so that we can earn, baby, earn. And with a powerful commitment, I believe that we can transform dark yesterdays of injustice into bright tomorrows of justice and humanity. Let us keep going toward the goal of selfhood, toward the realization of the dream of brotherhood, and toward the realization of the dream of understanding goodwill. Let nobody stop us. I close by quoting once more the man that the young lady quoted, that magnificent black bard who has now passed on, Langston Hughes. One day he wrote a poem entitled Mother to Son. The mother didn't always have a grammar right, but she uttered words of great symbolic profundity. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stab. It's had cracks in it, boards torn up places, but no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you stop now. Don't you set out on the steps because you finds this kind of hard, but I'm still going, boy. I'm still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Well, life for none of us has been a crystal stair, but we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, fall, but by all means, keep moving.
Words of the great man, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. And I would say it without any fear of contradiction that this man was man before his time, a man who believed in equal rights and justice for all. Sadly, he was assassinated. And you said James Earl Ray, but I personally believe that the CIA had something to do with that man's death. Well, on the 14th day of January 1979, President Carter
declared Martin Luther King's birthday, which is January 15th, a public holiday. Well, it's going to fall on a Sunday. So in all of these states in the United States of America, I'm sure in the U.S. Virgin Islands as well, they will be celebrating his birthday on Monday. So Monday, for those who participate in that, would be celebrating Martin Luther King birthday. Well, we all know that he was born on this date in 1929. And I just said he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. Remembered it very well. We were in high school then. I was in high school then when we heard about the assassination. But then, of course, we heard about the Malcolm X's, and we would have put him in that realm of looking out for the black people. Of course, he was a Baptist black minister, but he believed in nonviolence. And some would say, you got to pick up the sword and maybe fight like hell, but he actually said it even in his speech, that he believed in nonviolence and civil disobedience. So we have to remember the guy. He came and left early, if you ask me, gone too soon. It reminds me of the great man. He too left an early age. Marley was only 36 years of age when he left us. But folks, we've come to the end of our inspirational portion. Hopefully you were inspired with what would have transpired for the first hour. I want to thank Barbara again, my lovely wife, coming through with the prayer. Leon coming through as well with those who are on his prayer list. And, of course, we would have heard from Marcus as well, giving us an update of what's taking place over there in New York. But we're going to be having sports at this time, and I said we did summon the great Dennis. Heat, you're going to put some heat in the place. Just briefly, we'll tell us what's in store for tomorrow on the cricket show. So let's get into that.
To be with you this morning, and looking forward very much to the cricket show tomorrow, where we hope we will discuss a slate of events, including ICC Players of the Month. We will name those who have been elected. Hopefully we'll be discussing women's cricket in Afghanistan and consequently Australia's response to the lack of women's cricket in Afghanistan. USA cricket has gained Olympic membership of the United States Olympic Committee, which means that they have a say in discussing how to bring cricket into the Olympics. We have the women's IPL franchises up for bids in India. ICC World Test Championship, we will certainly be discussing how the qualification is decided. We have New Zealand and Pakistan in ODI series. The Bangladesh Premier League T20 series, scores, matches and results. Ranji Trophy, IL, the UAE IL T20. Sri Lanka in India ODI series. Women's Under 19 Championship, the Big Bash League and Super Smash League matches, scores and results. But for today, Ivor, let me give you the current scores of matches played today. We have in the Zimbabwe and Ireland playing, we have Ireland scored 144 for 10 in Zimbabwe. My apologies, let me state that again. Zimbabwe scored 144 all out, and Ireland have won that match, scoring 150 for 4. In the South Africa T20 matches, the team, which is labeled as PC, Pretoria Capitals, they have scored 216 for 6. And they beat the SE. They have beaten their opponents 174 for 7. And in Miami Cape Town and Joburg Superstars, that match is due to begin in 23 minutes. The Women's Under 19 World Cup. If I can bring that to you. My system is not working right just now. Let's move on to the IL, the Interleague T20. Miami. I'm sorry, that game is a late start. Miami Emirates. Mumbai Emirates, my apologies. Sharjah Warriors, they've scored 149 for 3. We will move on to the Bangladesh Premier League, where we have 158 for 6 for the Dhaka dominated 158 for 6, and Chattogram Challenger 58 for 2. They need 101 runs in 75 balls. Barishaw Fortune, they scored 177 for 6, and the Pamela Victorian was 165 for 7. The Big Bash League, we have 162 for Melbourne Renegades, 162 for 7. Melbourne Stars 156, and we go back to the women's under 19. Let's see if we can get that. Yes, South Africa women's 166 for 5. India women 170 for 3. This is the under 19 tournament. United States of America 96 for 9. Sri Lanka women 100 for 3. The Australian women under 19, 130 for 5. Bangladesh under 19 women, 132 for 3. And Scotland women, 99 for 9. UAE women, 100 for the loss of 4 wickets. And the group matches involving Pakistan, Rwanda, Ireland, and West Indies, and England and Zimbabwe and Indonesia and New Zealand, those matches are scheduled to be played tomorrow. And I think I have covered Super Smash. We have the Auckland 191 for 8, and Central District was 108 for 2. And the Big Bash League, I think I gave you the Big Bash League already. Big Bash League, we have Melbourne Renegades. Yes, Melbourne Stars, 156 for 7. Ivor, that is the brief roundup. We invite your listeners to join us on the cricket show tomorrow, where we'll certainly have greater details of matches taking place. Thank you, and back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank you for that. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, well, tomorrow is the birthday, but we are celebrating the whole weekend. But you know who's having a birthday today? A heavenly birthday, that is. This is Mrs. Eunice Francis. So we're going to head straight on into birthdays, because we have the illustrious one with us here, Mr. Cardinal Mills, and I think he's in a position to go ahead and tell us something about the birthdays. Let's go. So happy birthday today. Let's see.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to
Yes, indeed. Well, it's that time of the day when we celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And Kanda will tell us where it's all coming from. But Kanda, before that, I have a message for you. Mr. Earl Sargent over there in Nevis. He was sending his regards to you. He said to tell you a special good morning. Don't know what that is all about, but I'm not going to be a grudge at this time. Welcome.
Yeah. What you want to know what that is all about? Call it my classmate. A real gentleman. I would thank Earl, and I would convey my best regards to him. You know, I don't know if you remember Hastings. But Hastings Williams. Yeah, okay. Well, Hastings and I are in touch, so we don't talk about the thing. You know, Hastings always tell me, you know, boy, I remember, I mean, these were the days, like I tell anybody, we grew up, we came to the age of consciousness at the time when what I would call the Black Liberation Movement was practically on fire. There were voices everywhere, you know, and we came up to the age of awareness in that era. You know, there was Martin Luther King, there was Malcolm X, there was Elijah Muhammad, there was H.R.R. Brown, you know, and you name them going down the line. There was the Black Panther Party. And over, you know, throughout the Caribbean, you know, you had all these voices in Camel Brathwaite and, you know, Walter Rodney and all these really illustrious voices that governed our age of our coming to the age of awareness. So Hastings always tell me, boy, I remember Earl lent me this book. And I don't even remember what he told me the book was. He said, Earl lent me. We used to pass books around, you know, with each other. Because I remember also that Peter Wilshire lent me a book written by Eldridge Cleaver called Soul on Ice, you know, and that was, you know, that was an eye-opener for me, you know. I also got, I think it was Pink Wallace who gave me a book, my first read of Frantz Fanon, Black Skin, White Mask, you know. So that's what we used to go into. We get hold of books and we read it and we pass it on to the next guy. So Hastings always tell me, boy, lend me this book. And I can't remember now which book it was. But he said, when I read that, that was a nice book. So, you know, my regards to Earl, you know, real gentleman. So, you know.
Okay, well, sorry to cut you, but Earl wants Hastings' number. Text me. The Cardinal is on Earl. You want to know. You didn't, I guess you didn't hear me when I said Cardinal. That's the voice of Cardinal. Yeah, he needs
information. Everett, Ashley Farrell, you know, we were all in that little, you know, consciousness awareness group there. You know, Peter Wilshire and that kind of group. I mean even the guys in the upper classes were inspirational, you know. That's the age in which we grew up, and we felt a lot of promise was going to come from that age, because we also had leaders like Eric Williams and Errol Barrow and people like that, Michael Manley over there in Jamaica. But we don't see that kind of leadership in the Caribbean today. Not at all. That's the time that Caribbean cricket was making leaps and bounds. Even though it had growing pains, and you and I can recall that it relieved some of those growing pains when it brought Elkemeda Willett as the first leeward islander to make it to West Indies team back in 1973. So yeah, it was a, so you can't forget, you know, you don't forget fellas like that, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll touch on the birthdays and when you get a chance, don't forget.
Let me just say the greetings to the special friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. And usually I'm going to start with the people up in New York who always like to have it first. I'm not sure on what kind of weather they have it, but I'm understanding it's a little chilly in Florida, so I must expect that it's going to be a little cooler up the northern end of the continent. So good morning, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bublitz. And I do understand that Donna is back from Nevis, and I'm sure she's brought some of that beautiful sunshine with us. And if she didn't, you know, you can get it here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson in St. Martin, and good morning to the fans, friends, and supporters we've got over there, and to Carlos. And, you know, I don't know how they're shaping up with their apology from the Netherlands Prime Minister, but my understanding is that they were having quite a bit of discussion about it, the back and forth. That at least they're talking about it. They're having a discussion. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, and good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters over there in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to talk to Lynette, and Lynette has been busy. I mean, we don't hear a lot, but she has been busy keeping me up to date. Thank you, Lynette, as to what's happening round and about St. Kitts and Nevis. Okay. Put a laugh to that, Lynette, and I'll hear you. Good morning, and all the fans, friends, and supporters there in La Amiga. I'm going to go on over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio. and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I got to say a good shout out to Earl Sargent, you know, and, you know, great schoolmate, friend, brother, you know, and thanking him for, you know, making the contact. You know, you usually stick around and wonder, you know, where these guys went to. But I did get a glimpse of him from one of the pictures from the reunion. I did get a glimpse of him. He was attending at one of those events. So good morning, Earl. And I'll get that number for Hastings to you in a jiffy. Let me say good morning to the people over in the UK, and particularly to Omel. I'm not hearing a lot about the Premier League these days. So I'm hoping it's going fair and well for Omel and the rivalry that we have here between Chelsea and Liverpool. Good morning, Omel. Hoping that you're having a great whatever day it is over there in the UK. I'm going to come across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Elimat. Good morning. Hold on a bit.
Yeah, well, in the meantime.
Good morning, Elimat. Mm-hmm. Huh? Elimat, hoping that the brother is doing okay. You know, we get a little buzzing with him, you know, just towards the end of the show, towards the Christmas show that we were having. And good morning, Marva Jones. Good morning, Tiffany, my favorite celebrity. Brother Malik and little sister Tanaya, good morning to you. I'm going to go down to the Southwest. Yeah, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way by way of Sandy Pond. Cutner, we're going to hear from you again, man. Give us a call. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. We're going to say good morning to Monique Barbara Evelyn. Good morning. And hoping that you guys are having a great day up today. Finally, I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. I did not hear from her at all this week. So I don't know if she's roaming or whatever she's doing. But whatever she's doing, I know she gets a big, joyful grin on her face. And that makes me happy. Good morning, Yvonne. And finally, I got to say good morning to the inspirational, our biggest fan, Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. Hoping that you're having a great day as well today, as it comes. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters, because I want you to stay and listen in, because Yvonne's got it.
Yes, well, we're going to go straight into the birthday and anniversary hours. But Cutner is listening. He can't speak right now, but he's online. He's listening.
Okay.
He said he's at work, so he said, "Carded, hi and hello." And Mercury, he said he wanted to know if the lady's still speaking. But, he had to pull my leg.
He
said, "Well, you're trying to sound like the lady's morning warm. You sound like an Englishman."
Well, that's cut up for you, man.
Yeah.
That's cut up for you. Cut up, I got to give you a laugh at every turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go straight into the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. But before I do that, I got to say happy birthday to my daughter, Tashara, somewhere over there in Port St. Lucie. When I talked to her this morning, she was getting her hair. She was cold, but getting her hair fixed. Yeah, I indicated to her that being cold like that is for old people. She didn't agree, but anyway. Good morning, Tash, and happy birthday. And today is January 14th, and that's why it's my daughter's birthday. And it's the 14th day, almost the middle of the first month of 2023. Just recently, we were saying the same thing for 2022. Anyway, but today is the birthday of Darren Ganga out of the West Indies. He's out of TNT. George Gladstone, he's out of Jamaica. Johnson Charles is out of St. Lucia, out of Australia. Joe Darling, Beth Mooney, Jason Critis, out of England. Ken Higgs. And as I'm saying, Ken Higgs, remember we used to have the classmate, we used to call Higgs tall, right arm off spinner from Cotton Ground.
Samuel Seabrooks.
I'm not even forgetting. Seabrooks. Yeah, we used to call him Higgs. Paul Terry and Martin Bicknell out of New Zealand. Donald Beard, South Africa. Richard Levi out of Scotland. Paul Hoffman out of the USA. Sudesh Dharanin out of Belgium. Shahriya Bhatt. He sounds like a Pakistani. Out of Qatar, Shivani Mishra. Out of, I should say, Shivani Mishra, Mohammed Nassim. Out of the UAE, Takir Mohammed. Today is the birthday of Eunice, the late Eunice Francis. Never mind, she's late. We're going to still celebrate her birthday. So that's the wife of Mr. Leon Francis. Happy birthday, Eunice, wherever you are. And again, I see Audley did not neglect to put in Tashara. So I got to say happy birthday to my daughter once again. Donna's niece, Rayan Morton. Leon's brother-in-law, Paul Winter, who died back in 2019. Rapper LL Cool J, his birthday is today. Frankie Bridge, he's a pop singer. Movie actor Carl Weathers. Reggaeton singer Yandel. Today is also the birthday of Faye Dunaway, who's a movie actress. Benedict Arnold. In U.S. history, that name is associated with treachery. You know, the American general and turncoat. That's hardly existing in the American Revolutionary War. Jason Bateman, an American actor. Emily Watson, a British actress. A theologian. In 1514, theologian and founder of the Protestantism, Martin Luther, enters the University of Frankfurt, Germany, at the age of 17. In 1690, the musical instrument, the clarinet, is invented in Nuremberg, Germany. I wonder how correct that piece of history. In 1784, the U.S. Congress of the Confederation ratified the Treaty of Paris, signed September 3rd, 1783, ending the Revolutionary War, and forwarded it to Great Britain. In 1814, the King of Denmark cedes Norway to the King of Sweden by the Treaty of Kiel. In 1858, French Emperor Napoleon III escapes an attempt on his life by Felice Orsini, an Italian patriot who was later executed. In 1873, prominent African-American Pinckney Benton Stewart, Pinchback, was elected to the U.S. Senate. That's 1873, paper. Though he never was... He was never seated due to the state elections controversy. Same old story, ain't it? In 1878, U.S. Supreme Court ruled race separation on trains unconstitutional. No, I think that is correct. I am thinking that in 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court say there was nothing wrong with separating people by race trains. And that's when it instituted the rule of separate but equal. It's in a case called Plessy v. Ferguson. So I'm not sure of what that 1878 problem is. Australian cricketer Joe Darling hit the first six in test out of the ground. That's in 1898. In 1908, an earthquake in the kingdom of in Kingston, Jamaica, kills more than 1,000 people. In 1914, the Gandhi-Smuts Agreement is reached between General J.C. Smuts and Mahatma Gandhi regarding voluntary registration, poll tax, recognition of Indian marriages, and other matters. Can you imagine that? You got to know the history to understand how revolting that would be. Racing Hall, the Racing Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Aikano wins his first race. In 1943, World War II, Casablanca Conference begins between Winston Churchill, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and other Allied representatives. In 1953, Yugoslavia elects its first president, Marshal Josip Broz Tito. Tito was the man who united that part of Europe, Yugoslavia. In 1956, Little Richard released his Tutti Frutti hit. In 1960, the U.S. Army promotes Elvis Presley to sergeant. In 1963, George Wallace was sworn in as governor of Alabama. His address states, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. In 1972, Red Fox, star of Sanford and Son, and Demon Wilson, premieres on NBC TV. In 1979, Puerto Rican boxer Wilfred Benitez wins the WC Welterweight World Championship title, becoming a two-time world champion at 20 years old. In 1979, U.S. President Jimmy Carter proposes Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday to be a federal holiday. It took a while before that thought really sunk in. In 1990, UN Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar says he has lost hope for peace in the Gulf. We should have made that he has lost hope for peace in the world because all the mischief was being created by world leaders. That's my comment, anyway. That's not hardly. Don't accuse Ardley of that. In 2002, the UK declared free of foot and mouth cattle disease. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, January 17th, 2023. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for that. And we have a special request coming up here by Leon for his wife, the late Mrs. Eunice Francis.
Never since I met you, we get looking for a little romance. Give it half. I've never seen a dress you're wearing. Oh, hell, I can't lie. How's it, lady?
In and out, but this one is requested by Leon for Mrs. Eunice Francis having a heavenly birthday at this time.
Maybe it was.
We were going to try this one. Yes, Lady in Red, and that was requested by Leon Francis for his wife, Mrs. Eunice Francis. And Leon, I think you would want to say something. She's quite deserving. The Lady in Red. Red is powerful, you know. I love that red color.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you so much for playing that wonderful song. That was her favorite song I could remember. Whenever we have parties, and she would say, "You got to play that song for me." And she and her girlfriend, Melanie Francis, they would be dancing up a storm. I hope one day we'll reunite and we'll be able to dance that song one more time. So thanks again. And yes, today I miss that young lady so much. I hope that wherever she is, she's resting in peace. And she'll be rising in perpetual, at least you'll be rising in glory. Thank you again. God bless.
Yeah. And this one is from all of us.
fear for a woman, like...
about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place that's brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
Yes, indeed. And guess who is making the world a better place? Debbie and Dawn. And they're with us. It doesn't take just the government and the churches or even the village or the communities. They've decided to take the bull by the horn.
And good morning.
We talk.
Good morning.
As you are on Caribbean Global Voices. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday to you and all of our listening audiences that's out there. We want to take time to thank them for coming on with us every Saturday. We at Antigua and Barbuda Cares, we thank you for all of the help that you have assisted us in, if it's directly or even just making a referral. We want to thank you on behalf of Dawn, myself, and the team. And we look forward. We are in our planning process. This is January as to what we will outline for the year. So by next week or so, we'll be able to let the listening audience know what we have been working on. So if you have any questions or concerns or, you know, just some direction, you can feel free to reach out to us. We're praying for all of Antiguans and Barbudans at this particular time as they go out to the polls to vote next week. I'm not of any particular political party. I just wanted to make sure everybody go out there, they're safe and they're fine, and they know that the most important thing is that they have a right to vote for whomever satisfies their, you know, their needs, whatever they see, they want the direction of the country's going. So, you know, just wanted to say that because it's hot now. Everybody's on that bandwagon. And I purposely stay away from politics at this particular time. So I just wanted... Hello?
Can you
hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. That's all right. So I just wanted to say, you know, I wish all of our people well in Antigua and Barbuda. This week is voting week for the island, and I send God with them. And I pray for everyone that's on my prayer list who is requesting prayers at this particular time. Pray for that beautiful football player that came out of the hospital after going through cardiac arrest. And everyone rallied around him. There's another football player that is in need right now. I think his name is Peyton Hillis. You know, let's continue to pray for him. He's still in ICU. I'm not a football player. I don't know about the games and so forth and so on, but I know we can pray. We are praying for the families. We are praying for the teammates. We are praying for everyone who has been affected by this. And, you know, from Antigua and Barbuda perspective, I pray that we heal, that we love each other, and we have a fantastic 2023. My name is Debbie Simon Campbell. I can be reached at 845-820-6598 or debbiecampbellnyc@aol.com. And please help us to support the two charities that's out there that we are constantly supporting. That is the Soup Kitchen and the House of Refuge Ministry down in the Green Bay Gray Farm area. Dawn?
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I've been a bit absent because I'm taking on a lot of training to make things better for Antigua and Barbuda's care team. So I've been speaking with other groups, and right now I'm headed out in a couple of weeks to some of that training, and so I'll be meeting other people as well. And so if you don't hear from me, most of the times it's something that I have to get done. And so it's required of me to do different things at different times. So sometime I'm not even, may not even be on the call, but Debbie will represent as per usual. What I know is what I'm learning is going to be very valuable for us to continue doing our work in Antigua and Barbuda, and also expanding into other territories as well. There's so much out there to learn. Education is the key to everything. So anything that you can do to help out, we certainly will appreciate it. Of course, you know, we appreciate the radio station because they're our hosts, and we are able to come on this radio station to promote what we do in Antigua and to help people as well. And also right now, as we go through an election process, next Wednesday, we will be praying on our knees for things to get better in our country because they really need it. Being in Antigua to see with my own eyes what's happening and the things that are needed, there is still a big need there. And this year we plan to bring in some new programs, and hopefully we'll be able to do them in Antigua as well. Debbie has a program that her and her husband has created, and they have people that are ready to go down and willing to help out. But we need some help as well to send things down to Antigua as we have done in the past and we'll do in the present. So what I would encourage people to do is contact myself. I'm Dawn Cochran Curtin at 816-912-8686. 816-912-8686. And, of course, my email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. And you can reach me anytime, or Debbie. And anything that you have to talk to us about, we'll be happy to entertain your thoughts. If there's something you think we could do better, and if there's somebody else you'd be interested in contacting and putting on to us, we'll be very happy to have that person talk to us. This is not an easy task at all, but we're willing to go forward with 2023 and beyond with the task, which is to help the people in our country. The people that we love, they're our brothers and sisters. And after all this election is over, just remember, you still have to handle your situation with other people. So all this screaming, hollering, and shouting, and misbehaving, you still have to come together after everything is over with, because we're human beings, and we have to show love and support with each other. That is the most important thing a person can do, is to show love to each other, because we're all God's people, no matter what we think. So we're praying for things to happen in the right way, and the right people will be put in the prospective areas so we can work together with them, because that is one of our goals, is to work with people on the ground so that they can help us get the needs taken care of for our people. We are one people. I just want everybody to remember that. Okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
We thank you guys for bringing us on the radio station, and we thank you for filling in when we're not able to do that. We want to thank you all of you at the radio station. So that's what I have to say for today. If you want to give us a monetary donation, remember that you can also contact the radio station if you've forgotten, and they'll be able to put you guys onto us. And we thank the audience that comes on and supports the show. And we thank the one that have supported us throughout the years. Thank you guys very much. Anything
yes,
else
indeed.
That you have to say, Debbie?
No, we're good. Thank you so much. You guys be safe and be well. Have a great week.
Yes. Yeah, well done.
Okay. Anything else you have to say on the radio station, Ivor?
Yeah, well, yes. I can say we want to thank you guys wholeheartedly for really volunteering this. We know you can spend your time doing other things, and we know your motives are pure, they are honorable.
Yes.
We want folks to know that, of course, I don't know if there's an element of danger in this, but just to use your time to help others, you know, I think that in itself is commendable. And like I said, I have no doubt in my mind that your mission is wholehearted. It's it's for humanitarian needs, and it's not for profit. I don't even think it's for
commendation on your own, that you're trying to elevate yourself or what have you. But I think it's all of God's doing. And they put you guys in a position where you can, you know, shift your attention from maybe your own personal way of living to bring others,
right,
if I dare say, up to speed. And, you know, that's humanitarian. So I put you guys in the realm of Martin Luther King, who looked out for people. I think we're celebrating Martin Luther King, and you guys should be seen in that light. We know it's not easy getting out of COVID-19, and you can still find time to push your, not only your nose forward, but your neck, your head, your whole body, your mind and soul. And you hear what Dawn would have said here. Even when she's not on the radio here, she's out there still trying to do something to help another person. I think that in itself is commendable. I always say there's more than enough in this world around. And if the powers that be can just really get into their hearts and look into their hearts and see what others who are even not as fortunate as they are can do things for others, I think it'll make it much more easier for folks who are not as fortunate as they are. I'm speaking about the powers that be, because we are all God's people. And, you know, we're going to have some rich, some poor, some... They're differences, but we, at the end of it, we're still human beings and should be treated as such. To be honest with you, in this great state of America, where animals are even preferred over human beings. But you guys are doing it the right way. You're looking after human beings and trying to make them relevant in whatever way, whether it's food, whether it's shelter, whether it's... That's a comforting word. I really, truly, truly believe that you guys are doing something and should continue. We here at the radio station, we do our best every time. There's always a space for you. We selected the 10:45 for you, and you're always on time. And you would have said it right. Even when you're not here, we would have some representation for you. But it's always good to hear, you know, hear it from the horse's mouth. That's saying you're a proverbial horse, really, but... You know, this King it from you. So we want to wish you guys all the best. I don't know. I think Cardinal wants to see something going up because he has that personal touch as well. I cannot step up in his shoes. He wears size 12. I am a little midget too. So Cardinal, send home the lady.
All right. Thank you.
Cardinal. Wait. I think Cardinal is muted there back. Cardinal, a little noise was coming in there at your end, so let's do it again.
Yeah, somebody is playing some music, and then I got a visit from some roosters, so I had to mute myself, and they're still around.
Okay, well, send home the ladies, you know, in your eloquent way.
Let me just sit down. And Debbie, thank you for coming through once again. We always appreciate your presence on this radio and the opportunity to advance your message as to as many people as possible, because I think you have demonstrated what we all need to do in order to bring forward our people from the state of destitution that they are in. They, you know, people become despondent and give up because of all of the attempts they have made, try to get past the discomfort, and nothing seems to work. For them, prayer doesn't work. For them, you know, patience doesn't work. So they give it all up. So your relentless effort are admirable, and it's not done just in your personal interest. It's done in the interest of humanity. So we appreciate you coming through, and we appreciate your efforts as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and just before you go, ladies, you know, Leanne has played an integral part in you guys coming on to us. So, Leanne, I'm sure you have a kind word.
say for the ladies.
Yes, and thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Iva, for allowing me to do this, because I just wanted to say how much I appreciate and I'm proud of the work that Debbie and Dawn are doing. You guys are doing a wonderful job, and like I always say, your work has not gone unnoticed. Just want to remind you about Mrs. Bernice Brown, is the mother of
Travis.
Yes,
yeah.
He's not doing too well, I understood, and he has gone down to see her. So just want to just let you know that she is not doing too well and that you should have her in your prayers. And again, I want to express the same sentiments like you both about the election. It's very, very tense, and people in high places are getting themselves in out of hand. And, you know, we got to pray for our nation and hope that all comes through. I express some similar sentiments like yourself. I'm in no party particular. I have relatives on both sides who are running for office and playing an important part in the election and the various parties and great friends there. So we just hope that all goes well and may the better candidate win and the better party and lead the government to greater heights. Thank you all for making it.
Thank you very much. Let's all pray about this whole election thing.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Iva. Thank you.
All right. We'll meet again next week, Saturday. Yes. All right. So just let us know what we can do also to help you at the radio station as well. We're happy to come on. If you need us to come on, so let us know so we can plan those things, okay?
Yes, indeed, from our perspective on Sundays as well. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the trees are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold.
Yes, there's a hand to hold. I believe. Well, guess who is having a birthday today? Guess who is a teenager? Guess who is going up so fast? We have to pause. We have to hold your horses. We have to stop the press, because there is none other than my own granddaughter. Hello, hello, hello. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, Nisi, Henry, we want to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Welcome to the teenage world. And I'm sure your Nana is very happy to have you in her presence at least at this time. So let's go ahead and say happy birthday to you. Are you hearing me loud and clear? Uh-oh. Bobby, did you hear me? I'm not hearing you at all. Hello? No, that should have been coming through there. She's online, but I'm not hearing. All right, well.
Out of many one people we are.
Out of many one people. That's Grant Morgan for you. Well, I'll get back in touch with my granddaughter. But in the meantime, Cardinal, what do you have to, for the folks? This is January, and January always bring about Martin Luther King. But we know there's lots and lots and lots of birthdays. So just take it over there, Cardinal. I'm trying to just get back my granddaughter in the back here so we can say happy birthday on you. She's on the other line, but they're not hearing, not getting her in. I don't know why that's not happening, but she's on the line. Okay, Cardinal, go ahead. Okay.
Daniel 15 usually is about celebration.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire?
Thank you.
Let me say something. Let me say
something.
All right, let's see if we can do this now. We can try this again. Happy birthday to you, my dear granddaughter. You see, Henry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay, you're a little low, though. Well, I want to say happy birthday to you. Edja, you have moved on up so quickly. My word. Well, happy birthday to you. I think you're on the phone there with Nana as well.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you try to sing for Nisi for her birthday?
I can do that.
Okay, well, you might as well. You're on air. You're in tune to Caribbean Global Voices. The world is listening to you sing for your granddaughter.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, beautiful, beautiful little angel and beautiful granddaughter who's doing so great in school and on the honor roll. We are so proud of you. May the Lord You're welcome. May the Lord continue to help you to grow in his wisdom and his love, and that you will be a shining example to all your friends as usual. And we love you.
I love you so much, Monina. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, be good, and we'll be seeing you soon. So, all
okay.
All right.
Okay, we're going to grab you on Monday, baby.
Okay.
Me and Papa will grab you on Monday. To take you out for your birthday.
Okay, there it is. So we have a commentary from Cardinal. We still celebrating birthday. It's all month long, and she celebrates with Mrs. Eunice Francis, Tashara Mills. Oh, look at that! She's in a good space with some good people. That's my granddaughter. That's Kevin Henry's daughter. So those who would have known Kevin. We have Linda standing by too. So, Colonel, let's go ahead with your commentary and let's see how quickly we can get Linda in to say her a good morning as well. So,
Ivor,
yes.
I'm going to have to mute because somebody decided that they want to cut the grass. So, I'm getting a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well. We have to keep it to broadcast standard. So the rooster and everybody who is just walking around. But, well, what can I say here? Well, of course, you're in tune with the entertainment show. And folks, don't forget tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. It's going to be the Martin Luther King Day as well. Sports is going to still be on at 6 o'clock in the p.m. So make it a date, and don't be late either. 6 o'clock, you have got to be there for that inside edge. Hardly Watson comes with one that just go past the leg stump with that inside edge. And, you know, the birthdays, anniversaries come up at the Walter Henry birthday anniversary. Birthday come up at 6:30. You're going to want to get in on that as well. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. They're always on time. And, of course, you'll hear the likes of Mackenzie. He was on last week, and hopefully he'll be back again this week. It's always a worry when we're not hearing some of the regulars that are on there. But at least he was in good stead and was in fine form last week. So, again, stay tuned for that. It's coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. At the end of this broadcast, again, you will hear much more about that. Let's see if we can get Lynette over there in St. Kitts. Lynette, are you with us?
Yeah, she had some work. Her son-in-law is doing some work there before he migrate back to the great land, the mainland, I should say.
Hello, morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you? We missed you last week.
Hello?
And yes, can you hear me? I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Yeah. How are you and how is lovely St. Kitts and Nevis? And
hello, morning to everybody. Well, afternoon.
Hello?
Well, afternoon for me, but still morning for you guys. Oh, it's overcast, but lovely. Nice and cool, which I love.
Yes, well, take the cool and not the cold, because we got up this morning in the 20s here in our neck of the woods. Mr. Jerome Kuttner-Richardson is listening up, so he would want you to say hello and good morning to him as well. He said he wants to hear Murchis's voice, so Murchis got to say hello to me. I can only carry the messages. As you hear him. So Murchis, when you get a chance, lend your voice and say good morning to him.
Okay, well, I want to say morning to everybody, including Leon, Cardinal, Murchis, Kathleen, and Kuttner. Morning, and everybody else who is listening. Good morning.
Yes, so I was saying Antigua is due to have an election next week, the 18th, as a matter of fact. We know they're our neighbors. So what's the mood like there? I know one of your very, very good friends is from Antigua, the great doc that's there, my doctor. Is it of great concern?
Yes, and my son-in-law is from Antigua as well.
Oh, there it is. Oh, so you're just
so actually, we were here while he was doing something for me here. We were here discussing what's going on over there. So,
well, tell us from neighboring St. Kitts what's going on over in Antigua, as far as you know, and what's the mood like for the Antiguans over there, especially those in your space.
Well, everybody's looking at there's a little fighting going on between Asset Michael and Gaston Browne. So we're looking at the videos. I mean, they're kind of comical, but nevertheless. I guess it's all in the name of politics.
Yeah. Well, Leon beg to differ with that. Leon say, well, let him speak for himself. He's on. Leon, you want to engage Lynette there with the what's happening over there politically in Antigua. She says some comic relief happening there.
Well, you know, Lynette, you put it kind of right, but it's a little past that, you know. It's serious situation is happening in Antigua. It's bitter, you know. We just hope that all things will go well. And it seems as if the election, the voters are all, I feel that the election committee is honest and that they'll do a good job. But you never know. The layman outside there will be doing it. I remember early in the 1970s, early 70s, late 60s, after one party lost, they were fighting and burning up schools and bomb threats. Man, and tear gas. It was hectic. I hope that does not come back again. But with all that said, you know, I just hope that come Wednesday, all will be well. It's really, really tense right now, not only here, not over there in Antigua, but all over in New York. People are online are talking about it. And just hope that everything goes well, because it could explode this time because of the fact that, like you said, Asset Michael has been driven out of his party and he does not want to leave. He wants to run as an independent candidate, and he is pouring a lot of funds into the campaign. They all are. And for my sake and for the world's sake, I just hope that all goes well, because to me, it's tenser than ever at this moment in Antigua.
Yeah, but Leon, it seems as if Gaston Browne would have lost some popularity. Is that because of his letting go of Asset Michael? Or
that people just need a change.
I think people are not happy with the way he handles himself in certain instances. You know, he is saying things and not saying it the way some people would like him to, and his party are supporting him. You know, the situation with his going into a home of one of the friends of the former cabinet member, and they both met up, and he attacked him about thumping him in his mouth. You know, people didn't like that at all. He could have handled it a different way, but you know, when things are tense, you do things out of hand sometimes. I hope that doesn't escalate a lot, but they are bitter, and if you read the comments and the accusations on both sides about corruptions and so forth, it's not a nice picture at all. I just hope that no harm, physical harm, is done to the country. Antigua is a beautiful place. We just want to see those guys put their heads together and settle down, and we have a good government and people live together in peace and harmony. I know when I grew up, I had friends on both sides. I have family right now on both sides that are running. And, you know, it's hard to determine which is which. But I just pray and hope that all goes well. Because I've never been so tense myself because of what I'm hearing and reading and seeing. It just I could imagine how the folks are. But Lynette, I know your son-in-law is okay. He's good. He's good in good stead. And I don't know how he feels, but to me, it's very, 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 very tense.
Lynn, I have a question. Hold a minute, Lynn.
I don't know about Phil, though. I don't know about Phil because I haven't heard from him. Is that going to ask me about Ivor?
Nobody checking about Phil?
No. I have to call his sisters tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, as you were saying, Ivor.
Okay.
Yeah, my question was that a campaign rule being followed, because I saw a video where Gaston Brown was, I'll put it this way, leading in a constituency. And I think the policy there is that they should not be in each other's space. And I think...
Asset has been accustomed to visit a client. As you know, the folks may know that Asset was a member of the Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party. He was expelled.
Right.
He was expelled. And rejected to be a candidate on the ALP ticket. He went to the court, and the court ordered that he was wrongfully dismissed, or words to that effect. However, the Labour Party decided to appoint or elect another person to run in Asset's place. Asset is very popular in Parham. And he went into a house where the Prime Minister was canvassing with the new candidate. And when Asset saw him, when the Prime Minister saw him, he came out and, you know, accosted him and saying he would thump him in his mouth, words to that effect, you know. So, yeah.
That's comical.
You sum it up, yeah. On the other side, you had Asset now going into a bank to withdraw his money, and he was not able to get his money. And he used some expletives to say, "I want my money now." You know, that don't go down too well. But that's what happened when tension
is high. That's not what we call honorable.
You see, I always say you must first be honorable before you get elected, because that is just a title that is attached to the position you hold. So in other words, you can have a title being referred to as honorable when you're nowhere near honorable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my that.
But in the meantime, the campaign is going on, and it would appear that it's kind of equal, you know. When I look at the opposition, they mustering a lot of support, and the Labour Party is not letting down. So we'll see what comes out. You know, you never can tell.
Let's hope you have a fair election or near to fair.
That is the key. Fair election. That's what I want. Right. Fair election. Regardless who wins, telling everybody go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the way it should be. Well, just 2 miles across the way there, we have petitions filing in the court because the NRP has not conceded the election, the local Nevis election, as of yet. There are two constituencies that would have filed petition in the court to redress some irregularities. Could you bring us up to date with that?
Who filed again? Patricia Bartlett and Jenny Kane. Those two candidates. Those two that lost. I guess the margins were really close.
But I'm not sure that there's more concern. What I read, this is from me now, away from the scene. It's not so much the margin, but they're addressing the irregularities. I think that is what is really before the court and the Constitution.
So the irregularities were only in those two districts or everywhere?
Well, only two were filed, so maybe there's evidence there. I guess they can present evidence to show their irregularities.
Okay.
That's my understanding. I'll ask you who is on the ground.
Well, the last case took about 2 years to be tried, so I don't know what's going to happen. We wait and see.
Yeah, that was in 2011 when Matt Bentley would have lost by 14 votes, and the irregularities that he and his attorneys would have filed that time was that names were taken off of the list. Some 200 names were taken off the list illegally. So is that so much the numbers of vote that you won by? It's the irregularity. So in that case, the court would have said, okay, put back on these names. And in 2013, there was an election, and Mark Bentley and the CCM were returned to power because he won. So I don't know the irregularities. I don't know exactly what it is, but both in Patricia Bartlett's case and versus Bentley, I think the irregularity there is that 16 votes were in excess of the amount that should have been in the box.
Oh.
That I know of. With J.D. Kane.
Well, I know. I heard. Premier Branty spoke about that on one of his shows. He said it was some irregularity with 16 votes.
Right, so that is enough for that challenge. With J.D. Kane, well, I don't know what is the irregularity. So we'll wait to hear that. But nonetheless, well, what with the AG now in thinking... Okay, you laugh, so you know of it, so I'll stop there. You can bring the listeners up to speed.
Oh, dear. Go ahead, because you already started it. Go ahead.
No, well, I understand Ian Pat, former parliamentarian, himself, who he has a radio show, and from time to time, of course, he was inside, so he knows a lot of things that would go on. He knows quite a bit about the Constitution and the law as well. But here was an injunction filed against him for not accusing. Let me put it in layman's terms. Kind of brought in his freedom of speech. The Constitution allows for freedom of speech, but here is the AG is telling a radio show host not to probably even call his name to go down the road, and that someone was filed. I am not. Okay, let me give my take on it. I don't really like the look of it, I don't like the sound of it. If you're saying something that is libelous, okay, fine, that's what the court is for. But what could a judge would have heard where a radio show host is having a show and you can't even call this other guy name when there is freedom of speech? I don't get that. I think that is sort of a dictatorship they're coming from the Attorney General and I can't say the government at this time because I'm sure he stood as a person, and at the age when he spoke, when he filed it with, but it was served on the young man, and some judge had to believe him that this guy shouldn't even call my name on the radio. I don't think that's going on too well with me. I'm telling you the truth. I think freedom of speech, and you should know what you're saying, yes, and you can support some of the things you're saying, but when you're going to muzzle people like that, they sound like Mugabe and those guys there, and they're pointing at them, people. I mean, just for me, that's always talking to me. You know, my preferred party is the Labour Party, which he's in, but if I see something kind of tainted, that's just my opinion. I mean, I saw the Cardinal is not in a position to lend his voice, but he's keeping the, for the folks who are not hearing Cardinal, he tried to keep the show to broadcast standard because there's some noises around him. I hope it's not bedroom noises, knowing Lynette, that's what she's thinking.
What is this?
Didn't you say you were putting up
curtains and all? Let us talk about the Carnival, no? The Carnival was huge and large.
Oh, yes.
And all the troops were beautiful and everything, but now the Carnival is done and over. We had, you know, as usual, controversy. People are talking about, well, the older people, I must say, are talking about the vulgarity that went on, the way people were dancing and exhibiting themselves and stuff like that. And then the young people clap back and say, oh, well, it's our time, this, that. We pay money. We do what we want and whatever. So that's the only controversy outside the young man being stabbed and killed. But everything else went on well. Everybody's pleased and happy and seem to have had a good time. So that's about it for the Carnival. That's all done. That prize given yesterday. They got a lot of money. The prizes were heavy. 20,000 and 15,000 and stuff like that. So
any controversy, because I'm at a loss. You're saying the young people and such and such. Any laws were broken along the way where you said older?
Well, I don't think it was I don't know about laws, but we were talking, the older people were talking about morality and how women should behave. There's a certain way women should behave in public. I mean,
so how was misbehaving. What are we talking? I mean, remember,
what was displayed, mine, I only saw it on the TV because I did not go to town, so I only could speak of what I saw on the TV. I mean, you wouldn't see everything on the TV because the camera is in one direction most of the time. But
I guess
whoever saw it.
Inappropriate. No. Let's get down to what it is. Are you saying the costumes were inappropriate? That's what they're saying?
Some were really skimpy. Some, not all. Some were very skimpy. But
and that's what the issue is.
That's what you want to pay your money and wear. That's up to you.
But that is the issue? The gyrating or
that was one of the issue with the skimpiness of some of the costumes because not all of them were like that. And the way some of the women were dancing and, well, I don't want to, let's say, at exhibiting themselves. The behavior was unbecoming of a woman.
But let me ask you a question. We know Christmas and we put back Christ in Christmas. They take out the X. So it's not okay to gyrate during December. But the carnival goes over in January. Would it have been okay for them to gyrate in January and not December?
I don't
What's
think
the
it's
issue?
Gyrating. Maybe is the way. I don't know.
It's okay for them to be skimpy. I'm using your words now. Skimpy, because you didn't say the beer all. You said skimpy. Is it okay to be skimpy? Were they in the street? Were they in the dance hall? Were they
public? They were on the street. These were costumes on the street.
And police didn't
I am only telling you what the controversy and the back and forth. I'm out of it. I'm on the fence as usual.
You brought up the carnival, so
I'm telling you the controversy. That's the only thing I've heard that came out of it, really.
So other than that, Carnival 51 was a success, based on what you just said.
Yeah, to me it was good. It was big and pretty and well attended. I've never seen so many people in the Juve. Every band was ram-packed. I mean, it was amazing.
I like the old man. Outside
the old man was good too. It was very good and clean. So it was good.
Say it again. Something like that with G.I.'s Brass. Yeah,
yes, more or less back to the G.I.'s Brass. Yes, I agree. Actually, it was so good that they had some festival in Aruba, and I saw a video where that was what they played on the road.
Outside again? Yeah, I heard the song. It sounds good.
Yeah.
That was the road match. So that was the road match. I didn't even know that. That's good.
Well, you know, Wingrove came down from Elimath and the G.I.'s Brass, so his work is very similar.
Yes. But that's good.
Yeah, but it was a nice, clean, and you know, everybody could relate to it. And yeah, it was good.
Well, based on what you're saying there, I know some people haven't even got paid like 2-3 years after. And here it is, you're saying they get paid in the month of January and hefty. That's good. So at least the Carnival Committee is doing something good.
Yes, the prizes were really heavy. I watched it on my TV last night. I was like, wow, $20,000 for the road match, $15,000 for the first runner-up and stuff like that. They got a lot of money last night, a lot of money. I mean, I should have been adding it up, right? But, the prices were really, 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 really good. Huh?
And that's hard-bought dollar notes, or they just have it, $20,000, you go to TDC and pick up.
No. This is cash. This is check.
Bar
dollar
notes.
Check.
Oh.
Check. No,
okay.
Cash.
Mm-hmm. You do what you want with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you like with?
It was cash prizes, and they also got trophies, which were really elaborate as well. Very nice, and give them a good kudos.
Oh, that's.
I mean,
good.
I am not
good.
Part of the Carnival because I don't really take part in it, but it was good from what I saw. I'm talking from the outside.
Let's give him a little chance to say hello to Mr. Jerome Cutner-Richardson, who is listening, and he doesn't have a position to talk. He's like Cardinal right now, but he said he wants to hear Mercury's because he was in conversation with Mercury's, and he fell in love with Mercury's voice. And said, keep it up. He said, you have a great voice. You should have heard that.
Okay, Mercury's, I have a brand new dress and some brand new shoes. I need to use them.
Okay. Mercury, say hello to Jerome Cutner-Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Mercury? Mercury, he's still here. You're muted. You've muted yourself, Mercury, because we have you open over here. Okay, let's see. Cardinal is back in a position to speak now, so go ahead, Cardinal. Hey, Cardinal, once, Cardinal, twice. Cardinal has been struck down. So, Lindis, I think that people just like to hear you talk, so they just decide, Lindis is on a roll. Is it on a roll or on a roll? Which one? I get confused with that, you know, on a roll and on a roll. Which one is it?
On a roll is...
Well, I'd like to be on the honor roll, for sure.
Oh, you're on a roll.
And
okay,
be honorable. And be honorable, like the politician. How about that? Not the ones who just cuss bad words like that.
you see, Cardinal didn't want to talk because he heard somebody's admiring Mercury's, and now he looked like he's getting jealous back there, but... Man, stand up and take your blows, man, before you get pumping your mouth.
anybody could admire Mercury's. It makes me happy because I know Mercury's is admirable.
All right, then.
Admirable. And honorable. So there's no way that I can take that from her. So.
Well, I feel like you finish all the butter in St. Croix when you're buttering up Mercury's. Mercury's.
Oh. Now
but I already dreamt that Mercury's got married. The last week I dreamt she got married, you know. I wouldn't say on the air to who.
Oh.
But I already told her. so she knows.
Yeah.
So
you sure not that
I don't
jealous
think that's
one
I don't think that's an indication.
It's a jealous one day, man. I believe you're dreaming about. Hey, you know, he's at work, but he said he's stealing, keeping the earpiece in his thing there, in his ear. So you can feel free to.
Oh, well, we just got no Sandy Point. He's still 11 miles away from us there, so he's okay.
Well, you have to understand.
10, 11 miles.
You know, can I say, listen, when I leave from here, from the mainland, to go to Sandy Point, he said, but I don't be so sorry I have to go to St. Kitts to get to Sandy Point. Yeah, so if you get an airport down in Sandy Point, I don't have to go to St. Kitts to go to Sandy Point.
Hmm.
Yep. So, Colonel, you were saying something there, and you well, if I cannot call you, you can talk.
Yeah, the girls are still having a party outside here for some reason. I don't know what they're celebrating.
Mommy, are you cold? Are you cold? Are you cold and overcast like us, Cardinal?
No, it's bright and sunny.
No, we are overcast,
yeah.
And nice chilly breeze, which I love.
It's not blazing. It's not a blazing heat, but it's really bright and sunny. And,
no, we have no sun. Very
okay.
Overcast. But nice.
So, yeah, I've been hearing about all of the goings on in Antigua, and I get a little clips here and there from Lynette. But it is really amazing. And I keep saying that. It's really amazing retrogression of the mentality of our leaders. Now, what can we expect from those who follow? You know? And it's not just about the people in the politicians in Antigua. It's the politicians across the Caribbean. And we've got all these different kinds of political unrest over there in where is it? Bolivia. They arrested the guy. They're saying, you know, they're not saying what the corruption is or what the treason is. But this guy is a grassroots guy, and I'm sure it's the aristocratic people who are unhappy with his presence in the thing. Now, over in Brazil, you know, they are attempting a coup and are attempting to disrupt the election just as they did in the United States. You know, and they staged that kind of thing, the same kind of thing, invading the halls of the government on January 6th this year. This was Brazil's turn. And these are just the people who believe in the aristocracy who are attempting to undermine the election of Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro, who's supposed to be this right wing, as they call it, you know. So, you know, you got this kind of thing going on all across the Caribbean. And like Jack must say, every time things like this happen, the people who hold the clasp to our chains are quite happy. They like to sow the seeds of discontent among our people. They call themselves the world leaders, the G7. And what I call the white supremacy regime that is sitting across the world globally, the time that people attempt to settle down, they know how to sow the seeds of discontent by offering a little money to a few people in a few places, you know. So here we have, you know, our people, our so-called leaders, electing to choose the path that our oppressors are guiding them towards, and our people are sitting aside and accepting this, you know? So, like I'm going to say again, a system of oppression could only continue to exist with the complicity of the oppressed. So unless the people of Antigua decide that they are going to be one people, even if they want to identify themselves as Antiguans, unless they are going to decide one people to whom a government is going to be responsible, you know, this kind of thing is going to continue to happen. And this all so-called leaders would be nothing other than criminals raping the country and exploiting the people. This is going to continue to happen. It's happening in Jamaica. It's happening in Trinidad and Tobago. It's happening in Antigua. It's happening in St. Kitts Nevis. And people are, you know, the masses of the people are going along with it. This is a far cry from the days of when we had leaders and we hoped, and I was just talking about those days in the 60s, when we had leaders like people like Errol Barrow, Michael Manley, Robert Bradshaw, you know. They were aspiring towards consolidating the Caribbean. You haven't heard anybody, you know, attempted to resurrect the Federation of the Caribbean. Nobody. Now there is a voice trying to resurrect the unification of Africa. And we all know, and I shouldn't say we all know, some of us know what happened that time, the first time that was attempted. The second time it was attempted was with Muammar Gaddafi. They went into Libya, created unrest, and assassinated Muammar Gaddafi. Right now, you know, people like out of Africa, like Julius Malema, Paul Kagame out of Rwanda, and other African leaders are now stepping forward again and saying, we going to reunify Africa. Let's see what's going to happen this time. But I'm sure that the same thing is going to be attempted. Assassinate the leaders, pay off people to create unrest, and, you know, the formula is all going to be the same. So, I mean, that isn't even being thought of in the Caribbean. The lone voice that I could give credit to in the Caribbean is the voice of Prime Minister Mia Mottley. It's a shame. It's a shame to go from where we knew we were in the 1960s and 70s to where we are today.
Yeah, hold on. I have a voice that you would want to hear besides Mayor Matley. And trust me, you're going to want to hear his voice because he's trying to get things right in Nevis, especially where codes are involved, especially where electric shock could be had, especially where your house can burn down and the likes of that. I want to say good morning to Mr. Hugh Charles, one of my mentors. Good morning, sir.
Wait.
Mr. Charles.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, sir. I want to say good morning to you. You're on the Caribbean Global Voices. I think your debut, I can say, because it's not going to be your last. I understand you're in New York, your old stomping ground, but you would rather be in lovely Nevis where there's warmth, there's sunshine, and home sweet home. But anyway, you can get the voice, but it's going to finish in about 5 minutes, but you can make it debut.
Well, I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to say hi and hello and greetings to your listeners.
I didn't hear you, Andrew.
Okay. Leonard, it sounds like you're there making some noise there.
It's a background noise.
That's cool. Tomorrow?
So, Mr. Charles, wait, there's a noise coming in here. I think it is. I think we got it now. That was Cutler in the back there. Sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah, Mr. Charles, I introduced you as the one who just trying to get the code right in Nevis in the short, brief time that we have.
Well, I was the commissioner of electricity for almost 5 years there, and
yes,
naturally I brought a few changes to the system. Not necessarily the changes, the laws weren't there. The laws were there, but they were never implemented. Not even at this time.
Oh no, that's not.
But
that's
for the last 4 years, I established something called the Harold Farrell Academy on Nevis, and we have graduated almost 50, I think 52 students. Some has gone on to university, and some are doing their own business, and others who are making it on by the wayside, not necessarily full-fledged contractors.
That is in electrical work, right?
In electrical and telephone, not electrical alone. It's wiring in general. We do telephone, data, access control, light and power.
Okay. All right. Well, your good friend Cardinal wants to say hello to you and welcome to the mainland, even though you'd rather be back in Nevis. Cardinal,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Hugh Charles.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right, and how are you?
I'm pretty good. Long time I haven't heard this voice.
Yes, I'm still around. I know, as a matter of fact, it seems as if I'm catching up with a lot of people today. I just got a greeting from Earl Sargent, who's a close schoolmate of mine, and your niece, Ingrid. Your niece Ingrid contacted me yesterday, you know, after the 50-year reunion.
High school, yeah, reunion.
For,
in Nevis,
for, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's 72 years.
Yeah, we graduated in 72. For those of us who graduated in
72.
So, yeah. So that's... You know, it seems as if I'm catching up with a lot of people today.
So your new year has really started out well then?
Yes, it has started out really well, and I hope it keeps going and keeps getting better.
I do hope so myself. But, you know, I'm going back down there hopefully by the end of next month, and we have already trying to establish another training program for this year, another 6 months program. Last graduation, we had the Ministry of Education, a part of the system whereby they approve the curriculum and sign all the certificates, and they attended the graduation.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Hugh, we're going to have you back on here next week. We're here from 9 until 12, preferably anytime, say, around 11 o'clock or so. So,
all right. So, yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And you guys have enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Yes,
man.
Okay. Yeah, that was the great one. Hugh Charles there out of Nevis. He's presently over there in New York. Ex-policeman. We had some good days, some good time. You spoke about Higgs this morning. Yeah, he was there with us at the same time, Samuel Seabrooks panel. Yeah, we all both
Seabrooks,
in place there in Newtown. Yes, yeah, so that was a brotherhood right there. So we're getting ready to close it out here. So any last words, any parting words? I'm sure Leon, with his wife having a heavenly birthday, will afford him an opportunity to bid farewell to the show and remembering dear Eunice at this time again. Leon?
Yeah, good morning again, Ivor. Thanks for allowing me to be on the show this morning and to remember my dear wife, Eunice. We really and truly miss her. Just hope that she is resting in peace and hoping to rise in glory. Another wonderful show, and look forward to hear from you tomorrow from 6 o'clock. We have quite a lot in store tomorrow, and we hope you can cover them in the time allotted. So, Until then,
yes.
Good morning to you, Cardinal. And I had a question lined up for you, but time would not afford it too. But I couldn't get in on time. So next week, God willing.
Okay.
Until
your daughter.
And good morning to Lynette. I say.
Then,
pardon me?
Oh, no. Go on. Say hello to Lynette. I
yeah, and
go
good
ahead.
Morning to I mean, happy birthday to your granddaughter. And, of course, to Lynette. Good morning to you, Lynette, as well.
Yes. So, and go ahead and say happy birthday to Tash and you, on your way. You can say that.
Of course. I noticed that she seems as if she tried to call in a couple of times, but got dropped for some reason. Anyway, just let me say, so hopefully she's probably listening otherwise. So let me say happy birthday to her once again. And, you know, a happy weekend to all of the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'd like to be here, and I'll sure be here, if time permits me, next Saturday. In the meantime, have a great week.
Yeah, thank you. And Lynette, on your way out, we're happy that you graced us with your presence this morning. Somebody must have done something right during the week. So on your way out, you can have a... oh, that's a good laugh.
Okay, well, I listened to the full show. They had a little noise here, so you couldn't come on until later. But I enjoyed the show. And I want to thank Barbara for even praying for me. I heard my name came out in the prayer. Maybe she know I need some prayer. And so I thank her. That will take me through the week.
Okay, well, we're all standing in the need of prayer, so that's good. Well, folks, don't forget, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, you can tune into the Cricket Show. From 6 until 9, that's our local time. For those of you in the Eastern Caribbean, it's going to be 7 until 10. And that number will be a different number. It's 515-605-9850. And that's blogtalkradio.com/the cricket show. So it's going to be strictly sports tomorrow from 6 until 9 on our sister station. Leanne will be the host of that show. So, folks, do tune in tomorrow. You'll hear the voice of Mr. Heath, and then going out, I want to say thank you this morning to Mr. Heath for the sports section. We have Leon remembering those in the need of prayer, and we had Mr. Hugh Charles coming through too here briefly, but next week we'll have him to feature him till around 11 o'clock. He'll tell us some more about safety where wiring is concerned. And he'll expound on the graduation, some 50-odd folks. So next week, that's going to be in store for us. Well, folks, that's all we're going to have for you this on this segment. Hope you will have truly enjoyed the show. Remember, you can always get into the archives and retrieve what was said here, all of the program. Once again, I want to say good morning to Ubi and Audley Watson came up with the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this day. Folks, it's a holiday weekend. We urge you to, whatever you're doing, do it with some reverence. The Reverend Martin Luther King, I'm sure you're going to revel in his honor. He was a nonviolent person. And I would say, let's go on out and represent
the gentleman.
Well.
And with that, we are going to be... Oops, seems as if we got into a little tangle there. We dropped
from the
internet. Not the internet, from the web.
Those who are
on
the web.
Feedback. Well, folks, until next week, we want to bid you adieu. And may the rest of the day be the very best of your day.